This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
You watch Bluey in your house, right?
Oh yeah.
If you don't know, Bluey is honestly one of, if not the best children's shows I've ever seen. Maybe just second to Sesame Street. And it's from Australia. It's about a family of dogs. There's the parents, which is Chili and Bandit. Bandit's the dad. And then there's Bluey and Bingo, and they are two sisters, which is, again, incredible that a show from Australia about two girls can universally have appeal to everybody. Like, boys love it. Like, and that's rare for boys. Like, boys usually need to, sad as this is, see boy characters to really.
You don't think the fact that, like, Bluey and Bandit, while we know they are girls, they don't really have any girl-defining features?
That's a good point. At least up until season three when Bluey got gigantic breasts. I'm just kidding.
Oh, I was like, did I not see season three?
But they often on the show, it's one of the things that makes the show so good. They throw in these very tiny, subtle things that kids don't pick up on, but adults do. And it's just enough to make adult that feels stressed out, that feels like they spend too much time on their phone, or that they can't get out of a messy house, feel seen even just for like 5 seconds of an episode. So my boys were watching Bluey. And if you don't know the history of my family, we had a daughter named Phoebe who died in 2015, and she passed away at 41 weeks old. She was 9 pounds when she was born.
Big girl.
And she was great. And she has very much been a big part of our family. My oldest son was three at the time. We've gone on to have two babies after that, Theo and Zoe. And we talk about Phoebe a lot. She's very much part of the family still every year.
She gets a stocking every year. Yep. She's got her own Christmas tree.
And because of that, my boys, who are 12 and 8, picked up on one of these super subtle things that are in it just for adults. My 8-year-old came to me and he goes, "Dad," he goes, "Connor and I were just watching Bluey and they're a family just like us. They lost a baby too."
What?
I'm like feeling emotional just talking about this. And I said, "No, that can't. Where'd you see that?" And he goes, "It's in this episode that we just watched. The episode is called The Show." And I went back and I watched it with them. And they're right. And it's one of these subtle moments, super subtle moments, that if you are a parent of loss, you know exactly what they're talking about. And the episode is all about how Bluey and Bingo want to do a show for their parents.
Okay.
So they keep doing all these different things and it's like a vaudeville act and they're trying to make them laugh and this, that, and the other thing. And then they go, "Okay, we're going to be you guys now." And Bluey plays the dad and Bingo plays the mom. And then at one point, Bingo, the little one, puts a balloon under her shirt. And then she goes, she walks out and she goes, "Mom, I'm you." And then she goes, "Oh, I have a baby in my belly." And then she pulls her shirt up and you see that it's blue also.
Okay.
And at that point you could make the assumption that it's bluey or blue for a boy.
Okay.
So anyway, though, then they start roughhousing and stuff like that. And then they bump into each other and the balloon pops. And at that moment that the balloon pops, the mom's face drops and the dad realizes that the face dropped and he reaches over and holds her hand.
Okay.
And then the kids run off and Bingo gets very upset that she feels like she ruined the party or the show. And that's it. That's the moment. And you can watch that and think, well, she thinks that she ruined the show because the balloon popped and now she's not pregnant. Like, they have to come up with something else. I actually went and then Googled this, and the creator of the show said that is absolutely a moment that we put in the show for parents of loss.
Wow.
And I was like blown away by that. That it was so well done and it was so subtle. But what really impressed me was that my 12-year-old and my 8-year-old picked up on it.
Now, do you think Connor got it, who is 12, and told Theo?
Not sure. But Theo was the one who told me.
Right. Because that feels big. Mm-hmm. If both feel big, actually. If Connor turned to Theo and said, oh, and explained it to him.
Yeah, yeah.
But then also if Theo picked up on that himself.
Right.
Yeah.
So anyway, I wanted to just share that and just say, like, if you are a family of loss, talk to your kids about it. Involve your kids in it however you feel like you can. Okay.
And however they can handle it.
Exactly.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.